8 o'clock news from Vivian Traynor.
Severe travel disruption is expected today as London's Heathrow Airport has been closed for the entire day after a fire at an electrical substation caused a mass power outage. Irish passengers are being urged to check the status of their flights this morning, with dozens of flights to and from here affected. Lauren O'Neill reports.
Heathrow is one of the busiest airports in the world and the busiest in Europe. Just after 2:30 this morning, airport operators announced that it will be closed all day following a fire at a nearby electrical substation. More than 1,300 scheduled flights to and from the facility will be impacted over the day, with Irish flights heavily hit. Passengers are being urged to check the status of their flights this morning, with around 70 flights to and from the island of Ireland affected. Dublin Airport has been the worst hit, with 34 cancellations. And operator DAA is advising passengers to contact their airline directly for updates. At least 6 transatlantic flights have also been diverted to Shannon. Heathrow have said they cannot give a clear time for when power will be restored, with significant disruption expected in the coming days.
EU leaders meeting in Brussels have pledged to continue to support Ukraine, but stopped short of agreeing on a request from the country's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, to provide an immediate €5 billion for urgently needed ammunition. However, European Council President Antonio Costa said he expected consensus to be reached shortly on more immediate support for Ukraine. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
During a long summit gathering, there were intense debates about Europe's watershed moment to boost defence spending in order to support Ukraine, shore up the EU's own defences and prepare for a potential US withdrawal from the continent. There was a strong statement promising long-term and sustained financial and military support for Ukraine. Once again, it was rejected by Hungary's pro-Russian Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, meaning it was issued instead by the other 26 leaders. There was broad support for the European Commission's White Paper on Defence, which foresees a mix of loans and easing of fiscal rules that could lead to a fund of up to €800 billion to plug capability gaps by 2030. But the idea of Europe issuing joint bonds has been taken up by a number of countries, including Greece, Italy, France and Spain, on the basis that the White Paper options could just add to those countries' large debt piles. Meanwhile, the Financial Times is reporting that Europe's biggest military powers, including the UK, France, Germany and the Nordic countries, are working on a plan for a gradual transfer of NATO responsibilities from the United States to Europe over a 10-year period.
A new study has found that the imposition of US tariffs could hit employment in Ireland, result in multinationals relocating and damage public finances. The working paper by the Economic and Social Research Institute and the Department of Finance found the domestic economy could contract by 2% over the next 5 to 7 years if US tariffs on EU goods are imposed. According to the report, GDP, a measure of the economy which includes the contribution by multinationals, could drop by 3.5%. Here's our economics and public affairs editor, David Murphy.
This report examines the effect of US tariffs on Ireland. It finds a wide range of negative impacts, including consequences for the jobs market, personal consumption and the public finances. It says while the domestic economy will be hit, the sectors dominated by exporters would be disproportionately affected. It adds that could further negatively impact the overall economy because workers in these sectors are better paid than the general workforce. And it says US tariffs could lead to a 4% fall in production in the sector dominated by exporters compared to a 2% drop in the domestic economy.
The family of Shane O'Farrell, who died following a hit-and-run incident involving a man who was on bail in 2011, is to meet the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, this morning as part of an ongoing campaign for a public inquiry. Yesterday, Minister O'Callaghan told The Dáil he would consider asking the Oireachtas Committee on Justice to review the issue. However, the O'Farrell family said only a full inquiry would do. Here's Mary Regan of our political staff.
This morning's meeting comes after years of campaigning by Lucia O'Farrell, whose son Shane was 23 when he was killed in a hit-and-run in August 2011. The driver of the car, Zygmantas Grzyuszka, had previous convictions, including for theft, drugs and road traffic offences. A court ruling meant he should have been in jail at the time of Shane's death. The Dáil has twice voted in favour of a public inquiry, including in one motion tabled by Mr O'Callaghan when he was in opposition in 2018. A scoping inquiry in 2023 recommended against holding a public inquiry, and yesterday Mr O'Callaghan told the Dáil he cannot ignore that decision. He said he will consider asking the Oireachtas Justice Committee to examine the recommendations of the scoping inquiry once the committees are up and running. But the O'Farrell family are adamant that nothing less than a public inquiry will do, and that they hope Mr O'Callaghan will hold the same position as he did before becoming Minister.
Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation, the Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Today will start off dry apart from some early morning showers in West Munster. Around noon, showers or longer spells of rain will develop in the southeast and will extend to all areas through the afternoon. Highest temperatures 11 to 15 degrees.